Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today I want to share with you an unusual but powerful conversation that happened between a Pharisee and Jesus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, and because of the hostility that was building up against Jesus and his own fear, Nicodemus came by night. Listen to this conversation.
Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one could perform these signs you do unless God were with him. Jesus replied, I assure you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But how can anyone be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked him. Can he enter his mother's womb a second time and be born? Jesus answered, I assure you, unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
This was indeed a dramatic conversation. Jesus' response startled and confused Nicodemus. If he and others, including us, are ever going to see and enter the kingdom of God, we need to be born again. In addition to our first birth in the flesh, we need to be born again in our human spirit by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul used a different metaphor to describe the same spiritual reality. As a religious Jew, Nicodemus would need to be circumcised in his heart. This new birth takes place when we sincerely believe that Jesus Christ was God who came in human flesh to die for our sins. As John wrote, when we truly receive the Savior, we're born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. Here's a very personal question. Have you been born again? You can be by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.